Bravo Papa. The West Kootenay Amateur Radio Club Noontime Net is about to start. Do we have any emergency or priority traffic? Good afternoon. This is the West Kootenay Amateur Radio Club Noontime Net. If you have any emergency traffic at any time, please indicate this by saying your call sign, then break, break, break. For more information about this net, go to wkarc.ca/noonnet. Net control today is Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Bravo Papa, and my name is Rick. First check in. Go ahead.
Gemini
2. Afternoon Lane, how you doing today?
Busy working on getting the meter radio duplexer all set up. If anybody's listening around this area, either Nelson or Castlebar, you can go on to 145, 170 minus 100 stone. You can start testing out the repeater for me. I have one phone to Bruce or repair already. Things look pretty good. So,
I'll give it a shot after lunch, after the net, after lunch. Anyway, hope you had a good weekend, and and a great afternoon today. And thanks for checking in. Over. For now, Lane. And I'll take another check-in. RBP. I'll make another call here for check-ins for the net before I change frequencies. Come now. Ed E. Hey, how are you doing today?
Everyone on the net. Oh, I'm doing pretty good. That's my own self-evaluation. Anyway, I was out there cutting some weeds in the back, and I couldn't believe how much the bush in the back behind my house here on the riverside had grown. I could hardly get through there, but with the bush cutting of opers in a few minutes, I had to clear it out, no problem. Anyway, it's a nice sunny day today, and it's warming up again, so things are on the uphill, I guess, on the upbeat, I should say. Anyway, Rick, not too much going on here today. It was good to see you on the weekend up at Seringa Park. Carry on. You're doing a fine job. It'll be 7BZ.
Thanks for that, Jim. Yeah, it was a great weekend for field day. Beautiful weather, and Of course, we got a few contacts between Adrian and myself. I think Adrian did most of the work, but yeah, along with all the associated issues that pop up, you know, you know, field day. Took a while to get going, and anyway, we did it, and it was good. I'm still unpacking the car, so yeah. Okay, Jim. Well, thanks for reminding me. I got to cut the lawn. It's been about a week and a half or so, and it's the weeds are starting to get fairly tall. And it's also starting to get pretty hot out there, too. Okay, Jim, have yourself a great afternoon, and thanks for checking in. Over.
Grass. Well, I had left it here for a little too long at the back, but I got out there, and well, it was cool in the shade. Sun will be hitting the back side there this afternoon, so I try to orient my time schedule when the shade is there. Anyway, not too much else going on here. Yeah, I remember when I had my HF radio in the vehicle years ago, I would go out and try to make at least one contact on field day, on single sideband back in those days. Anyway, not too much going on. It sounded good over there. You had a good setup, and good weather. Yeah, 7-3, carry on. B7BZE.
Jim, 7-3 for now. And I'll take another check-in.
Victor Alpha 7, Mike Delta.
And good afternoon, Dave. How are you doing today? How'd you make out on field day?
Well, Rick, field day we did not participate in. The club wasn't doing anything too exciting. Like, we've been up, Vernon Club has invited us up to join them. I officiate competitive swimming, and we had a meet here locally, so I spent my weekend officiating competitive swimming.
Oh, as long as you enjoyed the weekend, yeah. I know, I think I've skipped field day, you know, once or twice. But anyway, I decided to try it again this year. I was probably about as prepared as I was all the other times. So anyway, thanks for checking in, Dave, and you have yourself a great afternoon. Over.
Well, we'll do our best. We're getting ready to pack up and head off to the Chilcotin on Thursday, so we're going to be busy doing that the next few days, getting the trailer ready and things along that line. So thanks for doing the net, and maybe catch you on Wednesday for our net. Have a good one. 7-3.
Thank you for now, and you have yourself a good trip. And I will take another check-in.
W.
And then Janet, how's things going?
Gorgeous sunny day. Got some family here and got some more family arriving in a couple of minutes, and we're just going to enjoy our day. It's our anniversary today, and tomorrow we're going camping for 3 days, and yeah, it's all good. So just enjoying this beautiful weather right now.
Janet, happy anniversary. Yeah, we got to wait till August for ours, so. How many years? I think you cut out there, Janet. you want to give it another try? Over.
Years it is, but that's too much information.
Okay, Janet, no worries. Okay, well, enjoy your vacation time with family, and have a great day. A great, I hope the weather cooperates for you. Over.
and be safe. And 73 for now.
87 ENW.
Okay, Javits, 73 for now. And I'll take another check-in.
Romeo Papa.
Good afternoon, Ken. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm hibernating. Don't have the AC on right now, but just kind of hibernating out of the heat. And but later on, I decided today's the day. I got to go pull my trader on a stories and get ready to work on it this week, because I gotta leave next week. Over.
Oh, very good, Ken. Yeah, I'm assuming you're gonna be heading off to Alberta to see family and have a good time. Over.
Hoping I'll still be healthy enough to do it. Not right now, I'm not, but it's still a couple of weeks away, so I'm not too worried. And yeah, I guess something else creeped out of my bloody body to give me a hard time, so I may be off to the Sawbones again this week to get some more stuff to fix that problem. But other than that, I'm doing fine. At least I'm breathing now anyway. Over.
Oh, that's a good thing, Ken. Anyway, yeah, so you have yourself a great afternoon, and thanks for checking in. I'll probably, I got the coffee sitting on the table, and I'll bring it along when I come in on Saturday. Over.
Yeah, sorry for the delay. Well, that wasn't my problem. You were deciding to go to field day. Well, I'm under rush. Yeah, I might be coming over. I got to fill up all my tanks with propane. And so it's a good excuse to drive over to the boys up the hill and pick up a few other things. So, yeah, I'll just leave it open, and I'll see you for sure on Saturday. And I might even drop by. Did you enjoy field day? I didn't hear the comment on field day today. I was sort of sitting here with one eye open and the other one closed. And I guess the open one was foggy because it just suddenly registered it was that time, which is now 15 minutes later. Anyway, did you have a good time? You can talk to me some other time about it too, but just give me a quick update. Over.
Adrian, VA7HEH, and myself, we went out to Syringa Provincial Park and got a great spot with a nice field beside it, and so we were able to set up, I think we had at least three antennas set up there between the two of us, and we got a bunch of, 100-plus contacts. Of course, Adrian was doing CW phone mostly, and then he did some FT8. I pretty well stuck FT8 on 80 meters and 20 meters, and he was on 40. So we had our usual difficulties, you know, coax cable shorted, my batteries died on me again. I gotta invest in some lithium stuff. The lead acid, they just pooped right out. Anyway, that's in a nutshell. We had visits from Jimmy and Gord and a few public inquiries.